بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمة تدخل الجنة إلا أبى. قيل: يا رسول الله، من أبى؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن أطاعني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. شكر العلماء الكرام، بلدنا الإسلام، الله سبحانه وتعالى نسأل بلي أبلتي الفكر بيس. الله سبحانه وتعالى يبري بنسأل إليه بشعوري يزبود الفيغة upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the dawlat of Iman. Because we have got Iman, we are Muslims. And because we are Muslims, then inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look to us with the look of mercy. Depending on the quality of Iman, depending on the strength of Iman, a person can design his life. If a person's iman is strong, if a person's iman is weak, then he visualizes the affairs of the society, the affairs of the locality, his own domestic affairs, international affairs, from a different light. If his iman is strong, he thinks in a different style. If his iman is weak, he thinks in a different style. If his iman is strong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him prophet of iman, vision. He is able to see haqiqatul ashiya, the reality of things. If a person's iman is strong, then he is able to see haqiqatul ashiya, he is able to see the reality of things. Then he is able to determine that this is good for me and this is bad for me. This is detrimental for me, this is beneficial for me. This will lead me to Jahannam, this will lead me to Jannah. But if his iman is weak, then the quality and the ability to differentiate, he would not possess. He would not know who is his friend and foe. He would not be able to separate the grape from the chaff. He would not be able to separate the wood from the tree. He would not be able to separate hak from batil. He will not be able to separate what is good for him and what is bad for him. He will not be able to separate the road towards Jannah and the road towards Jahannam. Then the glitter and the glamour of the world will affect him and will lead him towards Jahannam, and he will be happily going to hell. What this depends upon? The Iman. So, the Dharmada, the dependency of Iman, is of utmost importance. That is why the effort has to be made upon the iman, so that we are able to see things. Presently, for example, the kuffar, the orientalists, the Western media, the imperialistic West, these enemies of Islam, these enemies of you and I, have sold us an idea and we have bought it. They sold our forefathers an idea. Our forefathers bought an idea. They are selling it to the present wealthy Muslims. We have bought an idea. They are selling it to us. We have bought it. What is the idea? That land is important. Land is valuable. The reality of land has replaced in our hearts the value and significance, importance, and the worth of land has replaced in your heart and my heart via the corrupt system of education prevalent in this corrupt government. This corrupt system of education, this Western system of education, which you and I hanker over and we are proud of, this system of education as by the slow process of indoctrination. And that is the idea that land is valuable and we must fight over land, we must kill over land, we must massacre over land, we must butcher over land, we must do everything over land. India, Pakistan split, question was of land. Then the ethnic question came later. If the question of was of Islam, then you have seen Islam in Pakistan. But after the formation of Pakistan, Islam has not even seen the order of the day in Pakistan. Hudud e Sharia, Islam is enforced in Pakistan. Moving on from Bangladesh and formation of Bangladesh, again, land, fight over land. Killing that is going on in Kashmir, land. Killing that is going on, and massacre that is going on in Burma, land. What is happening in Bosnia? Land. What is happening in Ceylon? The killing is Ceylon, and the butcher is Ceylon. Land. So wherever we look, the Iraq-Iraq war, mode of protection was land. The Allied forces got together and tried to destroy Iraq over what? Kuwait. Over what? Land. So, when they have presented this idea to us that land is important and we must fight for the land and we must die for the land, let the blood flow for the land, we, how must we react? What is our agenda? Russia moved into Afghanistan. What is like what? Land. The second elders. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to focus on Mecca. You have read it, I have read it. You have written it, I have written it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Madinat al-Munawwara as conquest of Mecca took place. But did he go for the land? No. He wants the hearts of the people. And when he wants the hearts of the people, put Iman in the people, and when Iman was placed there, the land was given. Hazrat Binda, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Binda, wife of Hazrat Abu Sufyan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Binda, the one who chewed the liver of Hazrat Hamza, the Sayyid al-Shuhada, the chief of martyrs in Uhud. She, when she went in the darkness of the night, on the eve of conquest of Mecca, to try to find out what are these people doing? Why is it so peaceful? Why are they so tranquil? Are they plotting? Are they going to ambush us? Or are they waiting for the break of dawn so they will come and run amongst us? So she goes, some of them, and she goes to the haram. And she sees Sahaba, Jannati, making tawaf, Sahaba, pleading before Allah, Sahaba, crying before Allah. Ya Allah, grant these people hidayah. Who? These people who ill-treated them, these people who harassed them, these people who put them into untold difficulties, these people who took away their children, these people who took away their property and wealth. Ya Allah, grant them hidayah. She accepted Islam. Then she made a statement that, O Muhammad, I hated your head the most. Now I love your head the most. Nothing was done by force, nothing was done by vigor, or nothing was done cruelly, but what was wrong behind. That is why for establishment of Islamic order, for establishment of Islamic government, for establishment of the kingdom of God on earth, of Allah on earth, you have to win from grassroots level, strengthen the Iman, then you can go and rule the government, and then you can become rulers. But if you take over the government, and at grassroots level they do not have faith in you, then you cannot rule over them. Russia went into Afghanistan, why? Why those people are killing the Muslims in Bosnia? Why are Muslims being pushed around and kicked around like footballs? Why? What is the physical fighting? The massacre, the bloodshed, the butcher, the carnage, the ruthless brutality that is bringing on. That is on its place. We sympathize with them. We feel for them. As Muslims, we must feel for them. But why?
You are seeing before the grave. Everybody is seeing before the grave. We know the history of these people. We have done the most years. What is happening? Respected elders. What has happened there? Can it not happen yet? The butcher that is going on there, can it not happen yet? The bloodshed that is happening there, can it not happen yet? Political atmosphere in this country is like the stock exchange, fluctuating. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. Sometimes you think you're going to get a push in the darkness of the day. And sometimes you think you're not going to see the next one. And it's going to worsen. But as Muslims, what is the solution? Al-Nasad ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was kept outside discussions with Wayne with Rustam, the Arabic. But Hazrat ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says Hazrat Bughayra ibn Shawba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go and discuss with Rustam. Go and present Islam to Rustam. Hazrat Bughayra ibn Shawba radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented Islam to Rustam and Peter. Rustam said, no, give me time to think and send me another effort. Another delegate. Negotiations are on. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he disputes. Hazrat Rabi ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and says, go and talk to Rustam. Hazrat Rabi ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go and speak to Rustam. When he proceeds towards Rustam, it is written that he was very soft clothing, helmet on his head. He had his spear and a sword and a shield. He was riding a bear, a small horse. And he was going onto the carpet towards Rustam. And as he was going, he was plunging the carpet. His spear was sharing the carpet. And he was proceeding towards this man, Rustam, sitting on his throne, proud and arrogant. Puffed up in pride, having a gold crown, jewels and emeralds on his side, golden cushions, he was leaning on. And everything was of the best. Diamonds, etc. Cushions studded with diamonds and gold. Throne beautifully made. And Hazrat Aliyah, Hazrat Rabi ibn Aliyah, Da'i of Allah, Inviter of Allah, caller towards Allah. Proper Muslim, Sahabi of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proceeding and tearing the carpet and grave. This is what we read. But what is he saying? What is this symbolic of respected elders? And he is flooding this carpet. It's very simple. He is flooding that civilization. He is flooding and tearing apart that culture. He is flooding and tearing apart those ideas, that ideology which Rustam stands for. That this is not life. Life is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he presents the Islam to him strongly. And when he goes away, after saying Rustam that he has come and to take away mankind from the worship of mankind and bring mankind to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rustam says to his courtiers, then have you heard what he said? So these courtiers, they say, and I have to narrate it. Allah forbid. They said, are you going to accept the religion of those dogs? So Rustam says, why? So that person does not even dress properly. So Rustam says, then do not look at his dressing. But look at how bold is he, how courageous is he, and how he speaks with conviction. Look at what he says, look at what he talks, look at his ideas. Today you and I have got this. We have got Islam. But respected elders, we are bypass Muslims. Understand? We have got Islam, but we just bypass it and look for communism, ideology. We have got Islam, we just bypass it and look at socialism. We've got Islam, we just bypass it and look at imperialism. We have got Islam, we just bypass it and look at capitalism. We have got Islam, we just bypass this and look at exploitation of the poor, of the needy. We have got Islam, but we are those who charge heavy, who tax the people, who exploit the people. And then you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defend.
Respected elders, a Muslim must look like a Muslim. A Muslim must feel like a Muslim.
A Muslim, if he behaves like a Muslim, then the coming political situations in our country is not going to affect us.
But if we look like the kafir,
if we feel like the kafir, if we think like the kafir, if you behave like the kafir, if you dress like the kafir, then the result the kafir is going to get,
we must be ready for it.
Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a perfect peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a complete constitution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a perfect Nabi, with a constitution of the Quran. And today we have left it and adapted the ways of the kuffar, of the West. We dress like them, we feel like them, we behave like them, we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We walk around, we walk in the bazaar, we walk in the house, we walk in the functions, we walk in the gathering. We walk half nation, the family, the wife walk full nation, and you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the mirror, you don't even look like a Muslim, and you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjids are empty and you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You behave like a kafir and you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think like a mushrik, you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think like a rotten capitalist and you want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you feel you're secure, you've got some wealth and property. Remember, life is on the wall and it is written on the wall. What happened in Bosnia and what happened there? It is happening because of the amal of the Muslims. The amal of the Muslim is rotten. That is why the Russian went into Afghanistan. The amal of the Muslim is not approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And when our amal, when our action is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these people would shed our blood. But if we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no force on earth can move us.
Respected elders,
our dressing, our feeling, our education, our style of living, our system of thought, everything has to change. There has to be a revolution in us in order for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. Today you and I have got Islam, but we don't even prepare to present Islam to others. You and I want to present Islam and propagate Islam while sitting in front of our televisions. While sitting on our luxurious lounge, we expect Islam to spread.
Respected elders, Sahaba did not do that.
Look at the lives of Sahaba and look at our life. Look at the lives of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at our life. Look at the lives of the pious predecessors and look at our life. And you come to the conclusion that we are deserving of punishment. But it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is giving us rope, who is giving us time to reform, who is giving us opportunity to reform. So if we do not reform, let the azab come. One method of reformation, our standard of living immediately must drop by 50% immediately. Our eating, our function, our talking, our dressing. If we do not cut it by 50% immediately, then when the crunch comes, when the financial depression comes, when the economic recession comes, when the difficulties come, then you will not know where to go, what to do. But if we cut it by 50% immediately, then we will be moving towards Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand this, to practice this, to preach this, and become practical Muslims, not literal Muslims.